Blog Talk Radio.
Father, a fall in your grace. I'm done with the power. the ember that lit the dark. Over the heavens and galaxies, God, you were there singing over me. There in the silence and mystery, you were the constant that stayed with me. Never a moment that you withdrew. God, you were there when I needed you. Oh, my soul sings, you were faithful. You were faithful to the end. Let my heart sing, because you know. And you love me to the end. Into the shadows I wandered on. You were the shepherd that saw my heart. Where would I hide that you couldn't see? Ready or not, you would come for me. Ready or not, you would come for me. Oh, my soul sings, you are faithful. You are faithful to the end. And you love me to the end. Oh, my soul, you're faithful. You're faithful to the end. Let my heart sing, because you know me. And you to the end.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. And let's get into the message now. All right. It's titled The Renewal of Your Mind. One of the best aspects of spending time alone with God is being renewed daily by His Word and presence. You see, when we make space for God in our lives, especially at the beginning of the day, He is faithful to renew and prepare us for all we will face out of this world. Scripture says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." That's Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. So where do you need renewal? How greatly do you need God's mercies in your life? He has a plan this week to both teach and guide you into an encounter with Him that will renew you with His overwhelming goodness and love. Make space for God. Make time to encounter Him and experience the refreshing spring rain He longs to bring to heal the dry and weary places of your heart. The mind is a vehicle in which thoughts and ideas become emotions, beliefs, and actions. You hear things every day that attempt to influence the way you see yourself in your life. Advertising tells you that you are constantly in need of something bigger and better to be happy. People tell you you are and what you should do based only on your limited perspectives. You also have a very real enemy who hates you, working to convince you that you aren't worth love, you're good at nothing, and you'll never amount to anything. But God, because of His incredible love for you, has given you the Holy Spirit and His Word. He's given you the ability to renew your mind to the truth of how He sees you and feels about you, the truth of who you really are. Every day you have the chance to experience the much-needed renewal of your emotions, perspectives, and beliefs. Every day God longs to speak the truth of your identity through His Word and Spirit. So let's look today at the power of renewing our minds and how we can constantly experience that renewal. In Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 says, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." Okay, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God and what is good and acceptable and perfect. So when we renew our minds, we are presenting ourselves as worship to God. You worship God when you choose to believe His word over other words. You love God when you trust Him over your feelings and limited perspective. And when you renew your mind, you are conforming no longer to the world with its destruction and many lies. God puts conforming the lies of the world and renewing your mind to the truth in the stark contrast. In Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 6 further illustrates the point. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. So when you set your mind on the Spirit, you will begin to experience life in your thoughts. Your way of thinking will be transformed from being negative and destructive to positive and responsive to God's boundless love and grace. So what you choose to trust and believe will impact every area of your life, for either good or bad. So in light of the incredible promises of God's Word, how can you experience the fruit of renewing your mind? How can you continually set your mind on the things of the Spirit? First, you have to make time to open your mind and heart to Scripture every day. The best time to experience renewal in your mind is when you first wake up. Every morning you can lay the foundation for what you will believe and how you will think for the rest of the day. Second, you have to read Scripture while listening to the Holy Spirit. Scripture will come alive when you spend time reading it with the guidance and teaching of the Spirit. In John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, Jesus says, "I will ask the Father and He will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot perceive because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. You know Him, for He dwells with you and will be in you." So spend time allowing your helper, the Spirit of Truth, to reveal the ways in which He desires to apply Scripture to your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to be your teacher as you read. Third, You have to live in obedience to God's word. The Bible isn't merely historical, but a book full of practical and applicable truths that has the ability to change your life. So when you open your heart to God's word and choose to believe it, you will experience transformation. When you obey God's commands, they will bear incredible fruit in your life. God's word is meant to direct you to the abundant life He has planned for you. Have faith in the words of Scripture. Choose to believe God's promises. Last, you must see yourself in the light of God's word. You have the choice to believe God or not. The Bible says incredible things about your identity in Christ. For our sake, He has made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we may become righteous of God. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. The Bible says that you are God's child, that you are worth the death of Christ, and that you are free from the bondage of sin and of the world. Those are powerful promises. But in order for you to experience the fullness of what Scripture says, you must renew your way of thinking to be like God's. Paul says that we have the mind of Christ as people born in the Spirit. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. So set your mind every day on things of God. Read Scripture with the help of the Spirit. Walk in obedience to God's word and see yourself as God does. If you will do these things daily, your entire outlook on life will be one contentment, joy, purpose, and abundance. So where do you need to renew your mind today? What area of your life seems to be plagued by negativity, insecurity, or anger? Spend time reading God's word with the Holy Spirit. Receive revelation from the very God who authored the word you are reading. Meditate on the words that stand out to you and allow them to change the way you think, feel, and act. Experience renewal today in your way of thinking, and watch as renewing your mind changes your entire day for the better. So, meditate on the power of renewing your mind. In Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, if you have been raised in Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things on this earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So, secondly, reflect on your life. Where do you need renewal today? What thoughts seem to plague you? Where do you normally feel negative, insecure, or angry? And thirdly, meditate on a passage of Scripture that seems pertinent to the area of your thinking that needs renewal. Do a web search on a specific topic if you need to. If you're struggling with a particular sin, meditate on Scripture about freedom. If you struggle with your speech, meditate on passages about taming the tongue. Wherever you need renewal today, God has a plan to help you. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10, put on the new self which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of the Creator. So how great is the love of God that you would give us this incredible gift of His word to mold and shape us? Your Heavenly Father loves you too much to let you stay where you are. Every day He has a plan to lead you into more and more abundant life. So when you wake up, take a minute to ask yourself what you want your day to be like. What sort of life do you want to live today? Then ask the Spirit to help you renew your mind to God's truth so that you can live that life. Walk in freedom today. Live with your mind set on the Spirit. And experience the incredible life God has planned for you as His child. You'll never have a better day than the one your mind is renewed in the truth of God's unfathomable love. I highly suggest you read Romans chapter 8, and I'll bring this devotion more into light. Amen. Amen. So, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because I will give you a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down or where to go? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in life and you need some. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you're suffering from something worse, such as the addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating. Whatever the issues may be, see, the Lord can take them away, but in order for Him to do so, He has to know you. So, the question is, do you want to get to know the sacrifice tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation, and I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, we've got some callers, I see. All right. Let's bring on the first caller. Okay, second caller. Hey, Jason, how you doing tonight?
All right, man, how you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
I hear that. Yeah, I heard your word tonight, man. I liked the thing you said, you know, kind of like the spirit versus the flesh type of thing or whatever. And that's a very important thing, right? Because, like my flesh falls victim to the, you dig, to the wrong side so many times throughout the day, man. I know a lot of people do the same thing, you know, but our flesh is so weak, man. You dig? And I be trying not to do that, dog, but, you know, sometimes it's like, man, you know, the flesh just, you know, gets the best of me. I guess it's because I ain't as close to God as I should be, you know, and I know that for a fact. But, yeah, the flesh is very weak, man. And if it wasn't for the Spirit, if it wasn't for somebody raising us to have that, the name God in our heads, in the back of our minds or whatever, growing up, I mean, our flesh would have been killed as soon as we realized what right or wrong was, you know, if we didn't have somebody raising us to know about God or to even know the name of God and what it is. Like, if our parents didn't teach us that stuff, then it would be chaos right now, you dig? Like, you know, I mean, we would start wilding out. You dig? Like, as soon as we realized what's right or wrong, like, we would instantly go to the wrong thing. But for some reason, man, you know, our parents always raised us up, you know, like, God, you know, the name God or whatever. So, and we know that they tell us that God is good and God watches you and he, you know, he sees everything that you do. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. So there's always this thing in the back of our heads, dog, that we're like, all right, bro, we might want to do bad, but at the end of the day, we know in the back of our head that it's wrong. So that's what makes it a sin, because in the back of our head, we know this is wrong. So then when we do the thing, you know, the people that actually do know God, once they do something like that, it eats them alive from the inside out, because, you know, they knew better, but they didn't do better. So that's when they end up getting really out of control, because now they don't know how to handle what they just did. You know, so now it's kind of like a spiral effect where they start doing more and more bad stuff because they don't know how to cope with the first time. So then it's just like, okay, well, instead of thinking about it and dwelling about it, I'm going to just keep going and keep going because I don't want to think about it. And before you know it, they're in this downward spiral where, you know, they don't know where they're at anymore. And by the time they look up, a lot of the times it's too late.
Yeah, all a Christian has to do, if he does sin, is just repent. And maybe he knows he sinned. Okay, and God will forgive him. Okay?
Yeah. I don't think it's that easy, though, brother. See, we can have a good conversation about this, though. I don't think it's that easy, bro. I believe that, like, God don't want us to be out here just sinning and sinning. And then just repent for your sins and go out the next day and sin again, like, you know.
No, I'm saying that if we do sin and we mess up, okay, all we have to do is repent, and God will forgive us. Okay, I'm not saying to go out.
I agree with you. I'm the last person that should be telling anybody anything like this, but I'm probably one of the most simple people on the phone. But I always wanted to have this conversation, though, brother. Like, I don't think that it's that easy. I believe that God has a, you know, he's got a strict set of principles, and I believe that if we fall out of that, he sacrificed his son to us so that we're able to come back to him. But if we sin this day, then repent, You dig? And then seeing tomorrow, I kind of feel like it's Miller void in his eyes because I don't think he plays that. I don't think he plays that both sides thing. You dig? I didn't, and then maybe I'm wrong, but I don't, like I said, dude, I don't know, bro. But it just seems weird that God, the Almighty of the whole universe, would let us sit there and play with him like that. Like we do bad this day, then we repent, and then we do bad the next day, then we repent. I don't think he's with that. You dig? I
no,
think there's got to be some level
with
of pattern.
That either. I'm just saying if we were to sin for some reason, I'm not talking about repetitive sin. I'm just talking about.
Oh, okay, got you.
I'm just talking if we sin once, okay, and if we repent for it, okay, he'll forgive us, okay?
Yeah, no, I agree with that one. Yeah, I mean, you think like everybody. I mean, human beings, our flesh, man. See, this is the problem, dog. Like, our flesh is so damn weak. Excuse me. Our flesh is so weak, man. Like, it could be the smallest thing, dog, that'll just our flesh will just go crazy about. If we see a good-looking woman walk by, you dig, our eyes wander, and our mind instantly goes to the sex thing, and then, boom, we're in a bad place already. It's that easy,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you've lusted with your eyes. Okay.
Yeah, it's just that easy. Just that easy with the flesh.
Yeah.
That's how weak the flesh is, dog. Just that easy it could happen. Like, and I think that's where, if you know God, you dig, and that's why I really want to do that in one of these days, but I'm a foul guy, man. I've been trying. But I believe that if you get to a place where God really runs your life, you dig, like, you will fight yourself on stuff like that on a daily basis. And until I meet somebody that does that, I can't really take anybody's word for it because I don't know myself. But if I find somebody that actually beats themselves down mentally every day for little things like that, I have the utmost respect for them because that's when I believe you truly understand what it is to be a human versus being in God's in heaven. You dig? Like you separate the two. And that is a very deep conversation, a very deep thing to think about, but it's real. Like when you determine the difference between being a human in the flesh and then being somebody that's wanting to go to heaven, that ain't of the flesh. Like there's two different worlds, right? So I don't mean to get too deep, but I was just my brain.
No, it's fine. Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. You know, okay. Myself personally, okay, before I got saved, okay, I didn't know any better, you know. I did what I did, and I did it, you know. But now,
right,
saved, okay, I try not to repeat things, okay? Okay, I try to move on. Okay, with life and live a godly life. Okay, it's not easy. I'm not gonna say it is. Okay, but okay, it's if you try to live for God, okay, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but I hear you, brother, and that's got to be like the hardest part of life is trying to live up under God's principles, brother, because you got to think about it. God is like the ruler of everything that we know that exists, right? So if he sets a rule of principles down, I mean, man, trying to live up to that, bro, in the flesh? Oh, man. It's almost like an impossible task, dog, if you think about it, bro. So that's how you know that God don't want no weak people, you dig? Because if you know that who he is, you dig? And then you think about the principles he set for us, and we're in the flesh, though, right? But he's a spirit. We're in the flesh, though. So if you think about the principles that he set forth for us, though, like in the flesh, it takes a real, real super-duper strong out-of-this-world type of character to be able to combat that on a daily basis. I mean, and then we can look at the story of Jesus. You dig? He actually walked the earth, brother. But I feel like today, if Jesus walked the earth today, brother, in 2020, might be a different story, though, because you dig, women wasn't walking around half naked back then, and women, especially the part of the world he was in, brother, they wasn't doing that. Nobody was doing crack cocaine and smoking weed on. They wasn't doing that back when he was alive, though. But I feel like if he was alive today, it would really, really test his character. And I guess that's why the Bible says he's supposed to come back You dig? But, brother, I kind of wish he wouldn't, you dig? Because if he do, brother, I don't know what's going to happen if he in the flesh. This world today, man. Lord, have mercy. The devil got a grasp on it, man.
Well, when he comes back, I don't believe he's going to be in the flesh. Okay? He's going to come back as God from the clouds, and he's going to descend upon the earth, okay, as God, okay. So
okay.
It's going to be a totally different coming, okay, than the first.
I guess my thing is, I just hope that he understands that we've been dealing with this in the flesh. You dig? And we're dealing with it in the flesh, also inside of a world that is ran by Satan himself. You dig? So I just hope that God has a pretty good understanding of what we're up against. We're in the flesh, you dig? So therefore, we're already weak fleshly. We're already weak at that. And now we're in a world that's ran by Satan, you dig? So therefore, that's an extra whammy. I just hope that when he come back, though, brother, he understand that we was pretty much up against an impossible task. Do there, so I just hope that he would have mercy on a lot of people, because, like, and you know, when you said that back when you used to do what you didn't know any better, right? Well, when I used to do what I did, brother, I knew better. I just chose not to do the right thing when I was doing it. You dig? I chose to do the wrong thing, and I guess that's kind of what that's why I am right now. You know, because I knew better, but I chose to just do the opposite because I had a temper. And even though that I knew if I acted on my temper, it was wrong, but at the moment it felt great.
Right. Yeah. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, man, life's a trip, man. Life's just a battlefield, man. I struggle a lot of time, but I caught into your soul before, man. Sometimes I'm off the rocker, you dig? Sometimes I'm a good person, sometimes, I don't know how to be anybody else but me. You know what I'm saying, though, brother? So I'm not finna come up on here and be trying to act a certain way all the time. You dig? Like, brother, I got my days, I got my bad days, good days, I got the in-between days, brother. I'm me, man. I don't know how to do anything else. So I'm just a real-life human being that goes through these things on a daily basis, different mood swings, different thought patterns. Like, it's just who I am, man. I don't know how to be anything but that. And I feel like I wouldn't be respected if I tried to be something else.
Well, like I said, we all have our good and bad days. We all have that, okay?
Yeah.
No matter who we are in Christ, okay? You're going to have a good day, you're going to have a bad day. You're going to have a bad day, you're going to have a good day, you know? It's what we do in our bad days that counts, okay? Okay?
That's the problem.
If we don't sit around and mope around and complain and we just keep our eyes focused on the Lord, okay, even though we're having a bad day, it could be a good day. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, and that's why I had the people always ask me, why did I cut myself off from people in general? You know, in my physical life, you dig, why do I not? I be by myself all the time. I'm like, look, because when I'm around people, dog, when I'm out there in the world, brother, when I have a bad day, it gets bad. It gets bad, brother. I snap. So I had to remove myself from society, you dig. I had to stay to myself because I knew that me, who I am, that wasn't going to work out. I was going to end up dead. We're in prison for life for killing somebody, though, brother, because when I'm out there in the world, you dig, and have a bad day and something happens and somebody does something, I can't differentiate you dig, like applying this certain pressure and then this certain pressure and whatever situation it is, I just snap, you dig, and then I don't know, like I know, but then at the same time, I don't care anymore. It's kind of like, you know, like when I snap, but it's like I don't care if I live or die anymore, though, so therefore I do the most heinous things. So I had to remove myself from the world, you dig? And maybe I'm bad for that, maybe I'm wrong for that, I don't know, but I just knew that when I was around people, though, it ended up turning bad because 99% of the people in the world, bro, they do foul stuff to people, you dig? And they expect you to not call them out or say the truth about it or even put them in check about what they did. You did, like, if somebody did something bad to you or said something out of the way to you and you try to tell them about it and check them about it, they look at you like you done lost your damn mind because now you calling it out. They literally act like you were supposed to just not say anything to just and let them do whatever. Like, and this is what I struggle with. I had to remove myself from society because of that, bro. Like, they expect you to just not say anything. They expect you to just let them do wrong, be disrespectful and all these things. And you're just supposed to not say, you're not supposed to do anything, but you're supposed to just go on like a good boy, you dig it, and yeah, go on about your business. And I can't determine between, you dig, like walking away and then slapping somebody's eyebrows off. So therefore, yeah. Nowadays I'm practicing walking away a lot more, though, but I've actually got pretty good at walking away, you dig, but at the same time, I don't put myself in a whole bunch of situations where I get backed into the corner, you know, somebody does something stupid, I'm about to react. So it sucks, man. Like, the reality is, but I had to remove myself from the world and able to not be in prison or die early or kill somebody. You think I had to remove myself, bro, because people just, they people. I don't have the patience for this stuff. So I had to remove myself, and that's why I'm by myself all the time. Because I know I'm not going to do me nothing dirty. I know I'm not going to lie to me. I know I'm not going to kill me. I know I'm not going to do all these things. Me, I'm cool with. I love my company. I know who I am, but I'm cool with me hanging with me. But when I try to get into the world, dog, and have friends, and I can't have relationships. I'm not able to have those, dog. And people look at me crazy because of that, but they don't understand. Like, I'm really doing the world a service because the way that my mental set up, brother, I'm not able to handle that stuff. I can't do it. Like, I snapped, and then I'll end up in a bad situation. I'm not able to do it, you know?
Okay. Well, I mean, you don't want to go the rest of your life alone, do you?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not alone. I'm just by myself. But that's a difference, brother. Being lonely and being by yourself is two different things. But I love my company, bro. When I'm kicking it with me, though, it's peaceful. You dig what I'm saying? But I can do whatever the hell I want, bro. I can listen to music, whatever I want. I can do whatever. I can go here, go there. I'm just by myself, you dig? But I'm not lonely, brother. Like, being lonely is a whole other thing. You dig? I'm just by myself.
Okay. Well, I didn't mean it like that. I mean,
No, I understand what you mean. I understand.
Not going through life without a significant other, okay?
Oh, no, but I can't. But see, that's the thing, though, brother. That doesn't bother me, though, dog. I can't do it. I literally, physically, and mentally can't do that. Because if I'm with somebody, brother, I got a female, right? I'm trying to, you know, whatever, have a relationship. You dig? As soon as they do something messed up to me, brother, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I don't know how to, I can't, it's hard to explain, but I can't deal with that stuff. You dig? And I don't trust the significant others anyway, brother. Like, God gave them that. They didn't get that to me, dude. And he gave me this and he gave her that. So it don't belong to me no way. And what I got don't belong to her. But at the end of the day, she can do whatever she want with it. But I can't get attached to anything is my problem. Like, I don't trust anybody enough to do that, brother. And I don't like the way that relationships are these days. So therefore, if one of these women in this day and time try to get with me, bro, they got to be something super duper serious because I don't even play like that. That's why I can't have it. You dig? Because I let the rest of these fools have the habit, brother. I'm not out here. I'm not finna chase no woman down. I'm not finna, you know, but you cheated on me off of the kid. But I can't do that. I'm not into that stuff, dude. I'm not into a woman telling me that I got to call her and come home at this time. And I can't do it. I can't do that stuff, bro. Can't do it.
I hear you. Well, we got some callers. Let me see. Let's take them and see what they got to say. Maybe they might have something. Maybe somebody might be like you. Okay, let's find out. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Ken. Is this Ken?
Yeah, this is Ken. Hey, how you doing, Tony?
Oh, Ken, I don't want to bother you on your show. I just want to apologize for J-Bo bringing you on his show. And if he made you look like a jerk, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, he didn't make me look like a jerk. It was all right, Tony. Okay? So I heard you had a show afterwards. Okay? Did you just finish it?
Yeah, I finished it a while ago because I spoke to Cobra Jeff, and he said that he got on the air and said some stuff about my friend Agatha, which wasn't very nice. And then I got an email from J-Bo, who says check your spam folder, and then I got a spam mail that says there's a guy named Jason on your show that says that I'm fake and I'm a stunad. So where is he?
No, Jason never said that. Somebody's
no,
lying.
No, I did say that. No, I did say that.
Did you say that?
You said that about me?
Brother, do you hear your voice right now? That's why I say the things that I see.
Okay, you said that about me? You know what I say about you?
Yes, I did.
You know what I say about you? You are
nothing,
nothing
I ain't heard already.
Cosby wannabe. Okay? You son of a bitch.
Tony talking, Jason.
Hi, Tony Gaga. It's me, Tony F. Just wanted to jump in and say hello.
Are you going to hit Ken? Because I don't want to hear it.
Now, Tony, you admitted on your show that all that is fake and everything else. Ken and I do not have any kind of violent relationship. We never have. We've been together 14 years, and I think if anybody was getting beat, one of us would be in jail by now. So this is a good show. You know all that's fake. So let's not even go there, Tony. I really enjoy what you're doing, though, on your show, trying to change it over and help people again. You know, I'm an avid listener. Sorry that you get all those harassing phone calls and stuff, but, you know, I've learned with Ken doing this show that it's just something we have to deal with. We have to deal with those phone calls. We just can't let them upset us is all.
Let me ask you something, okay? I get an email from an anonymous person. First of all, I want to apologize if J-Bo upset you tonight because he's a son of a bitch. And I also want to say that I got a spam. It was in my spam folder. That there's a guy named Jason on your show that is friends with J-Bo, and he makes fun of me, and he said that I'm fat, and he says that I'm fake. So
I
want to
know. Do you hear yourself when you talk, brother, or no?
What?
Do you hear yourself when you talk? You sound like a Sesame Street character. What's really going on?
Oh,
I sound
like a Sesame Street character. Listen, let me tell you something, okay? I mean, do you have hair on your head?
I'm thinning on the sides, but I got some left, yes.
I got more pussy than you got hair on your head, you son of a bitch, okay?
Brother, I can't
so
even take you
there.
Serious because your voice is, I can't even, I'm finna laugh in
There's
about 30
wrong
seconds.
With my
you gotta relax.
I'm a singer. I'm a professional singer
no,
like Tony
Fattata. I'm finna laugh
yes,
in like 20
sir,
seconds.
I am. You can ask Tony Fattata.
Brother,
you can ask
I'm literally finna
don't
bust out laughing in like 10 seconds.
About me.
Like, you gotta
shut
stop.
Up. You and Cobra Jeff talk smack about me.
I can't
Jason,
tell you
seriously,
brother. Can you sound like that?
Jason.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he can sing. He sings on his show.
Yeah, he can sing.
Yeah, his voice isn't bad at all.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so you guys don't find his voice to be, like, anything? Am I the only one that find that a little weird, or what?
Well, you know, that's just Tony's tone.
That's just Tony's tone.
I'm just not used to it, that's
like
all.
That.
I'm just not used to it.
Like that, okay?
Yeah, I'm just
he's,
not used
he,
to it.
He doesn't fake his voice. That's his real voice, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my
crazy.
Real voice, and I'm Italian,
God
so of course
you.
My voice is going to be a little high. Shut, hey! Don't interrupt me. You already said enough about me. I'm trying to talk to you, and I'm trying not to
God
swear.
Bless
and get mad. Well, I didn't sneeze, okay, Jason? I didn't sneeze.
But I can't take you seriously. I'm trying to hold it in.
What are you? Yeah, okay. You know, Ken, before I go,
yeah.
I just want to tell you, Pastor Ken, and I tell you, Tony Fattata, okay, that your guests on the show are still not. And if you guys ever want me to come on the air and actually have a conversation with people and talk to them, I'll be more than happy to do it. No problem. But you got to get rid of Stu Nodge that send me emails like Jason. He sends me pornography and everything. Okay?
Jason.
It's not funny. I got to go.
You can't, you can't say stuff like
no.
that without no proof, my
Shut
man.
Up.
You can't do that. You
Shut
can't
up,
do that.
Bitch.
You got no proof for it. You got to stop it. You got no proof of that at all. I don't even have an email.
Yeah, I think Tony
Gaga
left too.
I bet he did. God almighty. What happened? We was doing good, and then that happened.
It was just all on you, wasn't it, Jason?
Huh?
I said, they just all want to attack you, don't they, Jason?
Oh, no, it's okay, though. I was actually having fun. Me and Kenny was talking some good stuff, and then that answer, and then everything went left. But I be, man, y'all know me, man. I got my good days, my bad days, my funny days, my goofy days, and all these different things. But I'm always a solid guy. I just be trying to have fun, though. But when I hear somebody with a voice like that, I'm just not used to that where I'm from, brother, so it threw me off guard or whatever, so it made me laugh. I'm
yeah.
sorry to say that out loud, but I'm not going to say
oh,
that
I
and
get,
lie to nobody.
I get it. I get it. You know, he does have a high-pitched voice. I guess, yeah,
Very.
He does. But, you know, he's been running a show now for longer than we have.
No, he hasn't. No.
I respect that.
He was on the air before you.
I just wasn't used
no,
to
he wasn't.
It. That's all.
No, he wasn't. I came on the air originally back in March of 2015. He's only been on the air 2 years.
Talk your talk, Kenny.
Hmm.
Talk your
yeah.
talk, man.
yeah.
Talk,
yeah, he's only been on the air for 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah,
no, but I didn't mean no disrespect, though. But I just wasn't no. used to hearing nobody talk at me with a voice that I'm not used to that. Where I just, it was threw me off. That's all. But I did say what I said about him on the show before. I didn't lie to him. I told him I said it. But it's just because when somebody talks at me with that tone, I'm just not used to that stuff, so it sounds artificial to me. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I've been wrong a lot
you know, Jason,
in my life.
Okay, let me tell you something though. What you just heard in that phone call was an invitation to call his show. That's what he wants you to do now.
I'm not going to do that, but I can't talk to nobody to sound
oh, I
like
know,
that.
I know you're not. But I'm just telling you that's what that call was all about.
Well, that was a terrible try. Like, am I bad for not? I can't. Talk to nobody that sounds like that. Am I a bad person for that? I just can't. I won't be able to keep a straight face without laughing. I don't want to get on the show and laugh at him while he talk. I just can't. Maybe I'm a bad person, dude. I just cannot talk to somebody that sounds like that. I can't do it.
Yeah, you're not a bad person at all. Hey, listen, I'm going to go. I just want a pot of coffee, so if you want a pot of coffee, you want a cup of coffee.
Can you?
During your next music break.
Yeah. Well, the show will be over by the time that happens. By the time the card party's ready. We got some more callers. Let me bring them on. Okay. Let's try it over. Okay. All right. Let's bring on DC2. Hey, my brother.
Shalom. Hey. Is there any way you could put me on mute, brother?
Yeah, I can put you on mute.
I'm just finishing up eating some chicken tenders, brother.
Oh, okay. No problem.
I'll hit one when I'm ready.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Okay, let's bring on Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
That was great to hear from Tony.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, you know, he normally doesn't call my show, but it's always good to hear from him.
No, huh? is just a fraud.
Well,
that's what he is. He's a fraud.
Why do you say that?
I was on his show the other day, and he just said I was the stupidest person he ever met in his life. Then I told him J-Bo is Rico and, you know, the whole thing. Yeah, so he just hang up on me, and then the next day he's hanging up on J-Bo.
Yeah.
Who's a fraud.
Well, he does have a very entertaining show, okay?
No, he doesn't. If you're entertained by that, then you're a simpleton.
Oh, I think some of the stuff that goes on the show is funny. Okay.
Did you ever hear his voice?
Yeah.
Did he sound like that on his show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
He's a fraud. No one sounds like that.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of hard to fake your voice like that all the time. Okay?
No,
I would
hard.
Think it would be hard to fake your voice like that. Okay?
No, not at all.
No, it's not.
I mean, we all grew up doing impressions of our favorite characters or actors or movie characters, whatever it was. I mean, everybody know how to do stuff like that, especially when you're only doing it 2 hours a night, brother, for however many times a week. I mean, it ain't that hard.
No.
Well, I don't know. I've always known Tony to talk like that. Okay. Did you ever hear his first shows? Huh?
Did you ever hear the first couple shows he did where he sounded just like J-Bo imitating him, calling himself Sal Manila? Hey, this is Sal Manila.
What?
Yeah, that's J-Bo.
Well, like I said, but I don't know if Tony's a bad – I don't know if he's a bad person or not. I don't know. I'm just saying that I'm not used to nobody sounding like that, so it threw me off. And I've told Kenny before on this show, I've actually said out of my mouth that I think all that stuff is fake, and I think they're fake. But that is just my opinion, you dig? They don't have to listen to anything that I say. I mean, they don't even know me. They don't have to – nothing I say holds weight with these guys. But I just said what I said. I meant what I said, but who the hell am I? I'm just one dude with an opinion, brother, that don't mean anything to anybody. So – I mean, it threw me off. I'm not used to no grown person sounding like that. I've never heard that in my life, so it threw me off. But
yeah,
that's him. I don't know. That's him, bro. I don't know that guy. But I just think, in my opinion, I think it's all the acting and entertainment and stuff like that. That's cool, but it just threw me off. But I'm not going to apologize for nothing I said. If I said it, I'm going to stand up on it. But it just threw me off as all. But I'm not fitting to say he's a bad person or anything like that. I don't know
no,
that.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say he was bad. I just said he's a fraud.
Well, that's your opinion as well, just like I had one. It don't mean nothing to these guys, man. Like, everybody got one. Everybody got an opinion of somebody.
Uh-huh. You're right.
Yep. Everybody's got opinions. Okay,
yes,
what makes the world go round?
Did you see in his show description what he said tonight?
No, because I was doing my show. Okay, I didn't get a chance to. I was gonna check out his show after I get done with this show here and listen to it and see what it has to say.
It was actually J-Bo's show. And he said he was going to do another show, and Doug in PA is a shitbag. That's what he wrote right on the blog talk. Doug in PA is a shitbag. Am I supposed to respect a guy like that?
No, but I said, did it make you feel some kind of way?
Does it what?
Did it make you feel some kind of way?
No, I don't care. It's a joke.
Oh, well, good.
I was kind of honored.
Yeah, right.
he had to mention me that I'm a shitbag from PA.
That's right, brother. That's how you're supposed to think about stuff like that. They didn't have to type your name in. Somebody took the time to type your name up in the description.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. It's all right.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
somebody
well.
Knows. You can type
okay,
in next week. You can put in next week, Ken, that I'm a shitbag. I'll be double blessed.
No, Kenny won't do nothing like that, man.
I don't think he would.
I don't know him for real. I don't think he would, but he might.
I would never.
This is good.
Ken's all right, and so is Tony.
Oh, yeah, man. These two dudes, man, they good people, man. They're good people. They deal with me all the time, so I know they're good people because a lot of people, they don't like me at all. So at least they take my call still. It's all right. They're good people.
Yeah, it's someone to talk to, right?
Yeah,
Amen. Man,
I'd be bored sometimes, dog. I'd be bored sometimes, but I'd be having to call somebody that I don't know for real and be chopping it up, trying to have some conversations and joke around and stuff. Because I can't do this in person with nobody because then I'd be in a bad spot. So it's my outlet right now. It's my outlet, bro. I got to have an outlet somewhere.
And it's a safe outlet. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I can't hurt nobody over the phone, so it's definitely safe for me and anybody I talk to. It's good. I get to just act a clown or whatever and do my thing, talk my stuff, you dig, and make jokes and crack up and all that without nobody. I can't hurt nobody over the phone, so it's all right for me. I don't end up in jail. It's all right.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. I'm gonna end up having to end the show. My phone's beeping off the hook. It's getting ready to dial on me. Okay. So I'm going to say God bless everyone, okay? And I'm sorry if you didn't get a chance to get on tonight, okay? But like I said, it's better I end the show now, okay, while I can and get out what I need to get out. Tomorrow night we're going to have another show, Purpose Gospel Radio. Call in. Everybody's welcome to call in. And God bless. I see you, Sam. Okay.
Can I add something, Ken?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
J-Bo, you're cum bucket. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Just left the building.
What just happened?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.